So let's review. The Gemara earlier established a machlokes whether meicher b'ayin yafa meicher or b'ayin ra meicher. One sells generously or begrudgingly regarding tzarech likach leiderach, the right to access one's water pit which is situated in another person's house or field. The Gemara now continues, shnei batim zelef nemize, in the case of two apartments, where the inner one accesses the Rishus HaRabim only through the outer one. It depends. Shneim b'mecher, shneim b'matana. If the original owner sells them both or gives them both as gifts to two individuals at the same time, ein lehen derech zeh al zeh. All agree that the buyer of the inner apartment does not acquire the right to pass through the outer apartment to access the Rishus HaRabim, because as the Rashbam explains, ke'echa de lepenimi zavim v'yav b'ayin yafa, l'chitzin nami b'ayin yafa yav zavim. He would not treat one buyer more generously than the other. Therefore, just as he gave the recipient of the inner apartment full rights to his property, he gave the recipient of the outer apartment full rights to his property. The Gemara adds, kol shekein chitzin b'matano u'penimi b'mecher. If the outer apartment was a gift and the inner one a sale, the buyer of the inner apartment certainly does not acquire rights to pass through the outer apartment, because as Rashbam explains, he's more favorably inclined to the recipient of the gift of the outer apartment than to the buyer of the inner apartment. However, if chitzin b'mecher u'penimi b'matana, if the outer one was a sale and the inner one a gift, the recipient of the inner apartment does acquire the right to pass through the outer one, because mandiyav matana ba'ayin yofayav, one definitely gives gifts generously. And the Rashbam adds, afil Rebbe Kiva the isli ayin yofa kabi meicher kabi noisin mia ika ayin yofa tfei. Even according to Rebbe Kiva, that one sells generously as well, one is more favorably inclined to the recipient of the gift of the inner one than to the buyer of the outer one. Zakta the Mishnah, Hamoicher es habayis. One who sells a house does not automatically include all its contents, namely, Mocher es hadelas, avaloy es mafteach. The sale includes the door, which is attached, but not the key, which is portable. Similarly, Mocher es hamachtesh es kavua, avaloy es hameteltelas. The sale includes an attached mortar, but not a portable mortar. Mocher es hatzreibel, avaloy es hakelas. The sale includes the mill ring, which is fixed in place, but not the hopper, which is portable. Additionally, v'loy asatana, v'loy asakarayim, portable ovens are also not included in the sale. As Rashbam explains, kol hamechubel lekarka, reihu kekarka, aval mida d'bintalti loy. All attached items are included in the sale, but not portable items. However, the Mishnah concludes, b'zman she'amar lehu v'chomash b'teichei harei kulan mechurin. If he specified that he is selling him the house and all its contents, all of these items are included. However, the Rashbam adds, "Loi riba b'loshna zeh ela tashmishin amyuchadin labayis zeh she'enin regidin lahashilam amnei kevedon." Even this phrase only includes items that are used exclusively with this house and are generally not moved around because of their weight. However, sharmini tashmish de le mizdavni, other regular household items are not included, either because le b'teilil gabe bayis, they're not part of the house, or in the roitz alis rachik minashchuna shalei b'tzrichin le metatlin, he might move close by and wants to take these items with him. The Gemara points out that Rameir ruled in the Braisa, Macher es hakerem, Macher tashmishi kerem. All implements used to work a vineyard, including the portable stakes used to support the vines, are included in the sale of the vineyard. There are masnitin, like Rameir. A Mishnah clearly disagrees with Rameir because it rules that portable household appliances are not included in the sale. The Gemara cites a related Braisa, Hamecher es habayis, Macher es hadeles, vesaneger, vesaminol, avaloyes mafteach. Someone who sells a house includes the door, bolt, and lock, but not the key. Similarly, Mocher es hamachtesh es hachakuka avaloy es hakavua. A mortar that is carved out into the wall is included, but not a mortar that was first made and then attached to the ground. However, Eliezer agrees with our Mishnah rules called lamachub lekarka reu kekarka. All attached items, even those that were once portable and attached later, are included in the sale, but not portable items. The Braisa concludes, Bizman Sha'amar Lehu Vuchamash Batecha Harikula Machurin. If he specified that he's selling him the house and all its contents, all of these items are included. However, Benkach Benkach Le Machur Lo Yasabar Vlo Yasados Vlo Yasayetzia. Even if he adds this phrase, it does not include the water pit, cistern, or a secondary structure attached to the house, because they are separate entities. In order to explain the Machlegis Tanakam of Rebbe Eliezer, the Gemara cites another Braisa. We know ma'im shuvin poisin es hamikvah. Water that was collected in a vessel is disqualified for use in the mikvah. The Braisa rules tzinor shechakuku l'besev kavu poisin es hamikvah. If one first hollowed out a pipe and then attached it to the ground, it is still considered a utensil and cannot be used to bring water through it to a mikvah. However, kavu l'b'seif chakuku ein apaisel es hamikvah. If he first attached it and only then hollowed it out, it is considered attached to the ground and can be used to bring water to a mikvah. The Gemara cites a comment made regarding this b'raisa, lo Rabbi Eliezer v'lo Rabbanan. This b'raisa conforms neither to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer nor to that of the Rabbanan. The Gemara now attempts to ascertain which machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan this refers to. Rabbi Eliezer debayis, perhaps it refers to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that a mortar set in the ground is included with the house and no longer classified as a utensil, although it was once portable. However, the Gemara refutes this. Hainu time with Rabbi Eliezer sava moicha ba'ayin yafa moicher. He agrees that it is still classified as a utensil, but maintains that since it is now attached, the seller generously includes it in the sale. Rabbi Eliezer de kaveris devarim. Perhaps we refer to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion the following Mishnah. Kaveris devarim hareu kakarka. A beehive is considered real property regarding the following halachas. Kaisim nala pruzbul. Hillel enacted the pruzbul, a document which is a means of transferring the collection of one's debts to Beis Din's authority so that the debt should not be cancelled during the Shemitah year. One can only write a pruzbul if the borrower owns real property, because only then, dami kilu yesh lamav l'mashkan, it is as if the creditor has it as collateral and the debt is as good as collected. Rabbi Eliezer holds that one can write a pruzbul if he owns a beehive. Similarly, ve'ena mekabel is tuma b'mkaima, it is not susceptible to tuma as long as it is in place, just like the land itself, because it is no longer considered a utensil. And ha'roidim imenu b'shabas chayev chatas, one who removes honeycombs from the hive, from where they grew, is liable for taylish harvesting at Shabbos. Apparently, Rabbi Eliezer holds chakuku l'b'seiv kavu kakarka, a utensil attached to the ground assumes the status of real property. However, the Gemara refutes this too because Rabbi Eliezer holds that a biyav has a unique status based on the pasuk v'yitbol oisa b'yaris hadvash, referring to the hive as a forest, to teach us ma'yar ha'toylish mimendu b'shabes chayev chatos av dvash ha'roidim min b'shabes chayev chatos. One may not take from the hive just as one may not cut from a forest even if the hive is not actually attached to the ground. The Gemara continues this discussion into the next daf.